Ma'am, please do your research. I think it's embarrassing that you are supposed to be a newscaster and you don't actually do research about the people you're talking about. I find that to be a disgrace and very disingenuous to your audience, by the way, considering that I know more about this than you, and I have a fraction of the subscribers and watchers that you do, and yet I somehow managed, and I don't have a research team like you do, and yet for somehow I know this and you don't. Shame on you for being a liar. Let's continue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I actually had an entirely different show planned for today. I was going to go, and we'll still probably talk about it tomorrow, but I was going to go and talk about how we've gone from patriotism to pride in one generation, because I think it's something very important. But, see, I was going to do that, and I actually still have a completely planned, so I'll probably do it right after this. But one of my favorite content creators who I've watched for years, his name is Taylor the Fiend. Shout out to him. He put out a video today. I don't watch a lot of people on YouTube that much anymore, frankly, because I'm so busy doing my own thing, and I don't try to copy people. I don't understand people who like regurgitate the same crap over and over again, like from other people. But when I saw this video, it was about the no-fault divorce, and he was criticizing the Young Turks. And I'll show the video because I want to react to it. I think it's going to be very interesting. My friends, let me tell you something. We're in a time and place in society where so many people are so lie. They're so full of lies. They lie to people nonstop, day in and day out. They gaslight, they manipulate, and they're just so full of crap. Nobody calls them out on it. The mainstream media has become so bad that it's no wonder people are tuning out and going to YouTube. People are tuning out and going to Twitter. People are so sick and tired of the same garbly-gook garbage being pushed by mostly the left wing in America. There pretty much is no right wing. Whenever you hear somebody talk about the far right, the far right to the far left is actually a centrist. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We're gonna react to this video by Taylor the Fiend. Shout out to him. Go if you like what I put out. He's not exactly the same as me. He doesn't talk about religion and stuff as much as I do. But I think he does a great job. He's been around for years. So I'm gonna critique and we're gonna watch through, and this is for education and entertainment purposes only. But let's see what he has to say, and let's see what the Young Turks have to say about no ending no-fault divorce. Let me know what you think about no-fault divorce. By the way, before we get into this, you might ask who put no-fault divorce on the books. I actually did it. I've done shows on this before. It was Ronald Reagan in 1969 who signed the first bill in California that became the first state to legalize no-fault divorce, which then became adopted in every state in the union. Well, we're gonna watch this video and let me know what you think. Let's get started.
No-fault divorce is very, very bad.
I think the reform to no-fault divorce is far simpler. It should be reformed by simply ceasing to exist. Marriage is much more than a contract. It's a covenant.
There are a lot of problems with the current legal structure of marriage. I agree with that critique of the current legal structure of marriage. No-fault divorce is one of the worst things that ever happened to Western civilization.
I think she's entitled to nothing during these proceedings. And I think the problem is no-fault divorce.
I still believe that children need a mom and a dad and that divorce is horrible.
I want to pause. Does anybody else know Steven Crowder and watching his channel? I used to watch Steven Crowder a lot more back in the day when I was in high school. But what I will tell you is this man right here has one of the worst divorces I have ever seen. She juiced this man for as much as she could get. She was in contempt of court, defied a court order, dragging him and his kids. I've watched it. It's so disgusting and so bad. So I really hope they don't gaslight the crap out of his situation, but I can guarantee you they will.
But in today's legal system, my beliefs don't matter.
We gotta get rid of no-fault divorce.
Well, Tim Pool, you might be getting your wish, because there are Republican lawmakers who are literally working on that type of policy as we speak. So conservative lawmakers in multiple states and on a national level are considering attempts to eliminate or restrict divorces in cases where fault cannot be proven. Right now, laws exist on or in all 50 states.
I'll pause. Gentlemen, let me know in the comment section below, do you support, if this is true, which I am not sure if it is, but do you support ending no-fault divorce? Yes or no? Personally, I'll give you my opinion. 100%, I think it should never have existed in the first place. I think it's one of the blights. I think it's funny when conservatives talk about Ronald Reagan like he was some, like, messiah of the right wing in America. He was the one who signed no-fault divorce when he was governor of California. Oh, I know. Later on, he said he shouldn't have done it. Well, the damage is done. The genie's out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open, and nobody could close it back up. So, I honestly, by the way, I don't think this is going anywhere. I really don't, and I'll tell you for one reason. The one reason I don't think that no-fault divorce will go anywhere is, number one, women are still the biggest majority in the United States. They are the biggest, they are the biggest voting bloc in America. And do you think, even if a couple women support it, which is probably the best case scenario, there are a lot of men who won't even support it. Even if every single man in America of voting age supported getting rid of no-fault divorce, it still might not even pass. I can guarantee you, it will not pass. At least not for a while. We're still not over the hump yet. Not enough women who have married other women have encountered this. There are some high-profile women who have encountered the system from the man's side, and they're like, what? This is terrible. How does this exist? Well, it's funny you should ask that, because it's been this way for over 50 years. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's continue.
That allows people to end a marriage without having to prove that someone in that marriage did something wrong, like cheating or domestic abuse. The socially conservative, though, and often religious members of society have a different idea, right? So right-wing opponents of such laws are arguing that this deprives men of due process and it hurts families.
I mean, is he wrong? Whoever said that, are they wrong with what they just said? Because I don't think so. Gentlemen, I know some of you, you've told me some of your stories. I know for a fact that some of you dealt with this exact situation that she's describing, where there's no due process of law. You look at any other court of law outside of family law, which is actually under the executive branch of government. Yes, you heard me right. It is under the executive branch, not the judicial, like every other court in America. No, it is under the administrative executive branch of government. Now, I learned this in my undergrad, which had a minor in law. And let me tell you something. The law in family court is a circus freak show. And the divorce lawyers are salivating every time someone walks in their office. They're like Birdman rubbing their hands. I can't wait to see this. They're hungry for it. They know that the minute you walk in there, they're about to make a bag, because at the end of the day, it is statistically women who file the divorces. And they know that usually, if you look even on social media, they will literally tell you that, if they're honest anyway, and they're not just trying to expand their practice, which a lot of them do, they will literally admit to you out the gate that the women usually come in there out for blood and vengeance, and the men walk in and they say, hey, I just want to know, how can this be as fair as possible? How can I move on? How can I give her what she's due? And that's the end of the story. You don't believe me? Please go on social media and look up what I'm talking about. But let's continue with Taylor the Fiend's video right here.
In reality, oftentimes, couples that want a divorce don't want to accuse each other of terrible things. They just...
Wait, what? Yo, did I hear that right? No way. I almost spit out my coffee. No way. That is so false.
Want to part ways and be done with it.
Wrong.
You're going to love how this woman right here is defending no-fault divorce. So let's be clear about this. Let's cut the nonsense. Women are the ones who are initiating divorces, right? She's wording it, oh, people just want to separate And we just need to allow people to separate because that's the best thing to do. But in reality, what is happening is that women are leaving their husbands simply because they feel like it.
I mean, can anybody argue with what he just said? I most certainly can't. It's 100% true. Oh, and don't worry. I'm ready for... I brought this up ahead of time because I can guarantee you it's going to be brought up, because every time this subject matter is discussed, people are going to bring up that, oh, but men are abusive, but men this. Let me tell you something. I did a whole video, and I'll bring it up. If it comes up, I will bring up the video where I broke down what IPV is. I broke down the fact that when they bring up statistics of violence against women in relationships, they are including same-sex relationships. Oh, you didn't know that, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they include same-sex. So when you hear... If I guarantee you they're going to bring this up. I hope I am wrong, but I guarantee you they're going to bring this up. They're going to say, oh, but statistically, women are hurt more in relationships. Statistically, women are injured more and they're in more danger and whatever. They are including the lesbian relationships in the data, which is statistically the highest, has the highest rate of IPV, interpersonal violence. I can't wait. I hope they don't bring it up. But I can guarantee you, this woman right here, that Taylor's reacting to, I can guarantee you, she's going to bring this up. Why? Because she's a leftist commie scumbag, in my opinion, and that's exactly what she's going to do. Watch.
Right? Not because anything bad was done. This is why we have so many of these videos of women coming out and saying, oh, I divorced my husband, he was just an awful man, and then you ask them how he was awful, and they have no answer. Oh, I did all of the emotional labor in the relationship, whatever the hell that means. What's happening is you have these women who are divorcing their husbands because they feel like it. Hell, oftentimes they're the ones in the wrong, being absolutely psychotic, cheating, whatever the case may be. And then they walk away because they feel like it and take a large portion of the man's money and his kids. You wonder why men don't want to marry you. But of course, this woman right here is defending no-fault divorce, typical.
You ever heard, just to add on what he's saying, when's the last time you heard somebody who was not, like, whether they're part of the manosphere, the red pill, or whatever, when was the last time you heard someone talk about the dangers and pitfalls of no-fault divorce and its effects on society? Please let me know. Please let me know. When was the last time you heard anybody, I don't care if they're left, right, center, I don't care. When was the last time you heard them talk about it? Because I don't. It's like one of the third rails of the modern day pop culture. You can't talk about it. Unless you're just either in the manosphere, red pill, or whatever, you're not going to talk about this stuff because A, people don't want to hear it. B, they're normies, and so they're probably not going to believe you anyways. And C, it makes them feel bad, and then nobody wants to feel bad. Everybody wants to feel good and comfortable, and this makes them uncomfortable. The truth makes people uncomfortable. And if you want to share how the truth has affected you in your life, whether you've been divorced, whether you're going through a divorce, whether you just got married or your marriage is going down the tubes, or even if you're thinking about getting married and you're encountering this stuff for the first time or you're a regular, let me know. Because all of us could share this experience to an extent. We may not have the same experience. Like, I'm not there when this is happening to you. I'm not there when you're going through a rough patch in the relationship, but you can most definitely share. I'm here. I'll listen to it. And I'll respond if you want me to respond to it. Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, we need to let other men vent on this program. Because at the end of the day, most your friends, your family, your coworkers, your relatives, nobody wants to hear you talk about it from your perspective. Oh, you're bitter. You're hurt. Get over it. You picked the wrong one. Pick the right one. As if you actively chose the wrong one walking into it. Gentlemen, do not ever feel like that's what I'm going to do to you on the show or anybody else on this channel. This channel is small because we are shadow banned so hard because we tell it like it is. You ask anybody who's a loyal supporter of this show, they will tell you. Let's continue.
And I don't really see how it's beneficial for society to force two individuals who no longer want to be in a marriage to continue being in a marriage, living under the same roof, and being miserable with one another.
Here's a thought, madam. Don't marry a man if you're not interested in long-term commitment. It's not that hard. Vows exist for a reason, till death do us part, in sickness and in health. And yet so many of these women just, they think that these are just fluffy words that sound pretty so that they can get a nice ring on their finger. It's disgusting.
But nonetheless, many of you have already heard claims from conservatives like Tim Pool who think that it's a bad idea to allow people to have these no-fault divorces. And you're about to hear more. Let's watch.
What we're talking about in the American divorce regime is called no-fault divorce. And no-fault divorce is, one, a contradiction in terms. You can't break a contract if there's no fault of anyone. And
actually, you can, unfortunately, because that's what marriage is. Marriage is a contract. So unfortunately, yeah, you can. But I see his point.
Two, it's horrific for children and it's horrific for the spouses.
Marriage is much more than a contract. It's a covenant. To truly go your own way, alone and isolated, is to give up on your duty, your legacy, your ancestors, your bloodline, your civilization, your happiness.
Oh my, Matt Walsh, everybody, the king of the conservatives, as people might refer to it. See, I can't stand people like Matt Walsh, and let me tell you why. They will totally strawman the opposition. They will tell you and me and every other guy listening to the show, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, divorce can ruin your life. Yeah, I mean, sure. But this should not be a reason that you don't get married. I mean, just do it. I mean, I think it was Tucker Carlson who said that you should marry the love of your life, have more children than you can afford, go on adventures, and do all these things, basically just living balls out in plain English, in my opinion. I mean, that's what I heard him say a while ago, and I thought to myself, what kind of advice is that? In other words, just go for it. It's like me saying, hey man, just jump out of this plane with no parachute. Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. And not a big deal. You know, just land, you know, pencil diving in the ocean. Not a big deal, right? You'll figure it out. Oh, man.
Marriage is a commitment. That commitment is lifelong. There should actually have to be a really, really, really good reason why you are divorcing, and that's particularly true if you have children, because, of course, marriage is designed as the fundamental building block of institutional society. It is the place where children are reared. It is the place where you produce children in the first place, and children require stability.
The traditional response to how you fix marriage is divorce is not allowed.
But
rare circumstances where, like, a guy is threatening to murder and beating his wife and his kids, and infidelity is one of these things.
What about when women threaten to do those things?
Hmm?
Oh, I know you're not going to ever hear about those things because, like, Austin, that doesn't happen. Oh, really? Well, not according to data, I'm sorry to tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, gentlemen, look, let's be honest here. I know that I've talked about this on the show before, but I'm going to assume that maybe you probably don't watch all my videos. I don't blame you. I put out a decent amount of content. Let me tell you something. A lot of what you've been told as a man since a very young age is a complete and utter lie. Total subversion of reality, force-fed to you so that you can become another cog in the wheel to help make somebody else rich, make somebody else happy, and make somebody else's existence easier, in plain English. Not yours. No, somebody else's. Not yours. And you ever notice that when a woman goes and she's strong, she's independent, even if she's not, she'll say that she is. You ever notice that she's a strong woman. That's great. We love that. But when it's a man and he's doing something for him, oh, no, no, no. He's selfish. No, no, no. He's narcissistic and conceited. No, we don't want that guy here. But when he is giving and he's basically being exploited, there's a difference between giving and being exploited. But when he's being exploited, he's a good man. You ever notice that?
Hmm?
Is it all kind of starting to make sense? Good. I'm glad, because that's exactly what I'm here for. I had to learn this the hard way. Hopefully you don't have to. Let's continue.
This is what women will always claim is happening, right? Is, oh, he's abusive, or I married a bad man and I didn't know. But then when you ask them for proof, all of a sudden, there's no proof whatsoever. You talk to the man and he's the most level-headed individual on the face of the planet, and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, is the woman just lying? Because every single one of these women who goes through their divorce and takes their husband for money, they always think that they're the one special case where, no, no, my husband was actually an awful man and I'm the victim. It's just complete nonsense, right? It's a lot of lying. It's a lot of wanting to return to the streets, right? And just leaving because she feels like it, or leaving because she feels like she deserves better, or trying to take the kids, trying to take his money, etc.
Guy,
I'm going to pause him right there. A lot of people don't actually think that that can happen. So And in the spirit of transparency, being transparent, I think, gentlemen, if you've been through a divorce and you are actively in a custody suit, or a better known as a war against your ex-spouse, by the way, a lawsuit is a form of warfare, civilized warfare at that. Oh, I know you're not going to hear that discussed because, oh, that doesn't sound good, Austin. Austin, that's kind of like toxic. Why would you say that? Because it's true. That's why. Trust me, as someone who studied law and somebody who's seen other people go through lawsuits, it is a form of warfare. Gentlemen, if you're currently at war with an ex, whether it be ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-baby mama, whatever, please let these young guys in the chat know that what we talk about, what Taylor talks about, what I'm talking about, and other people inside of the internet talk about, we're not just blowing smoke up your behind. We're being totally upfront and honest with you about how this stuff works. We're not here to lie to you, to deceive you. We gain nothing by lying to you about the realities of marriage, life, politics, government. We don't lie to you. We have nothing to gain by lying to you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Do I want you to buy the book? Yeah, that'd be great. But is it gonna make or break my life? No. No, it doesn't. I don't gain anything by selling you a lie. So, gentlemen, if you are here in the chat and you really want to let your voice be heard and you want to mentor some of these young guys out here who may watch the show, please. Please do so. Let's continue.
Is threatening to murder and beating his wife and his kids. Infidelity is one of these things.
No-fault divorce is an absolute tragedy. It is the catalyst for every other degenerate marriage and relationship problem that we have in society.
Thanks for watching. Our audience has helped build TYT into the media giant.
Oh, I'm not letting them promote. Hell no. Get them off. Get them out of here.
Hey, go ahead and pass laws restricting divorce, and let's see how much the marriage rate drops from what it already is. It's already dropped considerably, but...
Why do you think it's dropped, ma'am? Just out of curiosity, why do you think the marriage rates have gone down? Oh, in case you didn't know, the marriage rates have pretty much gone down since 1970, 1969 more accurately, because the divorce rates have gone up. And you might say, oh, well, Austin, I mean, the internet says the divorce rates are going down. Because they're going to have to go down when the marriage rate is pretty much next to nothing at this particular point. Gentlemen, see, nobody wants to address that part, though. They just want to talk about how, oh, we need no-fault divorce. Why? Why do we need no-fault divorce? Really? Explain to me why we need it.
You're going to make it harder for people to divorce. You're going to have more people living under the same roof, having children out of wedlock, which is what conservatives don't want. Idea that a couple needs to prove that there's a good reason for them to divorce in order to be able to part ways is ridiculous to me.
Why is that ridiculous? Can anybody explain why it's ridiculous to have a reason to get divorced? Apparently it can't be that ridiculous considering it's been around for thousands of years. No-fault divorce has only been around for about 50-ish years. Before that, there was no such thing. Can you explain to me how humanity survived for thousands, if not millions, of years before that? Please explain it to me.
This woman is so triggered, man. See, the reason why this is ridiculous to women is because they just want to be able to leave whenever it is that they feel like. It's time to leave. There's a better option down the road. I might go to him instead. I don't really see this. I'm not really... My feelings aren't invested in this marriage anymore. I don't feel like I'm attracted to my husband anymore. So you know what? It's time to leave. And ordinarily, guys, I would agree with this woman. Leave the relationship if you want. Leave the situation if you want. But guess what? We're not talking about typical relationships here. We are talking about marriage. One does not simply leave marriage because you feel like it.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work. By the way, I think that sound is from his computer, not mine. But that's neither here nor there. I find it really interesting why people want to find constant excuses to get out of marriages. Why get married if you're just going to get out of it? That's what makes no sense to me. And when you look at the fact that most women are filing for divorces, number one, it shows that men don't... You might be asking, well, Austin, why do men not file for divorces? Answer, because they're the ones that are more penalized for doing so. They're the ones that stand the most to lose in the relationship if it ends. Because the breadwinner, which is usually the man, because women are attracted to men who make more than they do on average. That's why that's called hypergamy. We've talked about it at length. And if you want a whole breakdown, I can do one. I'm sure other people on the side of the internet have done so.
But my friends, this is why men don't file divorces, because they are the ones that lose the most. The woman loses too, by the way. Just not immediately like you. The man loses immediately. The woman loses more over time. As the man starts to win back what he lost, the woman starts to lose what she won. Does that make sense? I hope it does.
Right. Of course, nowadays you can do that, obviously. But these women are thinking, they're trying to pitch it to you as though it's no big deal. You should just be able to leave relationships simply because you feel like it. It's cruel to the couples to try and keep them together. Here's a thought, madam. Maybe don't get married to someone that you don't see yourself spending the rest of your life with. Because the reason why no-fault divorce supposedly was institutionalized in the first place was because all of these women were trapped in these toxic relationships.
That was the original reason why, even if it was true, which I extremely doubt, by the way, there should have been any changes to the rules of divorce, not just eliminating the rules altogether, in my opinion.
As soon as they brought out no-fault divorce, all of the women went out there, divorce rates like through the roof, and I guarantee you, not all of those men were awful.
Yep.
Right? All of this is just, honestly, just a wealth transfer from men to women, right? Isn't the world's richest woman, or lots of the world's richest women, aren't they all rich from divorce?
Mostly, actually. Women who are billionaires are either billionaires almost in, I think it's like 95%. Feel free to check me if my math is mistaken, but I'm pretty sure the women who are billionaires almost exclusively through inheritance or divorce. Men? Nope. None.
All right, that should tell you something.
And this is coming from individuals who purport to want to protect freedom in America. But they're getting involved in literally the most intimate personal decisions that Americans can make about their personal lives.
In other words, your freedom means more than my freedom. So you should have the freedom to steal from me, in plain English. Wow, that's some freedom. Wow, that's great.
Oh, don't give me that, man. The government is involved. Don't get me started on this crap. But conservatives don't want the government involved in their personal lives. At the end of the day, guys, that's what this is really about. It's because what's happening is women are divorcing their husbands, and then they're just taking children. They're separating the family because they feel like it, and they're taking his money, right? Conservatives and people with common sense in general are just sick of the government having their hands in absolutely everything. And
that's 100% true. Also, by the way, in case you didn't know, the government being in charge of marriage and over marriage as an administrator is very new. Used to be under the church's jurisdiction. Now it is under the government's jurisdiction. Oh yeah! There was a time in American history, and in the world history, for a long time, where the church ran marriage, not the government. But now, the government said, hey, guess what? We can make money off this! In the form of child support, alimony, lawyers' fees. Oh yeah! We can make money off this now. So now, we're going to put this under the government's jurisdiction. We're going to make money off of this. In case you didn't know, that is why a lot of men hate the family court system, because, in my opinion, they are pretty much a legal mafia in the way that your doctor is pretty much a legal drug dealer, in my opinion. Don't sue me. Let's continue.
And quite frankly, being robbed.
It is insane. In the case of Steven Crowder, by the way, he was bitter after it...
I called it. I knew he was going to... I knew it. I called it. Gentlemen. Did I not call it? I knew she was going to bring him up. Why? Because he's the most recent example. Oh, boy. Oh, this should be really juicy. All right, ma'am, please continue with your BS.
Was exposed that he's pretty abusive to his wife.
Wrong.
I don't know about you guys, but I saw those clips, and that just looked like a cringe, bad argument that anyone would have at some point during their marriage.
Oh, also, by the way, that footage that was released that pretty much everybody and their grandma saw that they're talking about, it was edited out. It was edited into two minute clip, which was actually edited, by the way. Oh, in case you didn't know, the rest of that camera footage, according to what Steven Crowder said in his show, the court documents, from what I remember, because he's very transparent on his show, he literally showed that the court had ordered her to not delete any of that footage because it was evidence. She destroyed the evidence, which if anybody else did, and in any other court, they would be in jail for destruction of government property, disruption of justice, and defying a court order. But hey, nothing to hide, right? Nothing screams, I'm transparent and I'm the victim, like destroying evidence. Let's continue.
That leaked footage that I saw of Crowder and his wife, if that's the worst you have to show me about someone's year upon year long marriage, you're going to have to do better. Woman, didn't they go to court? Steven Crowder and his wife, didn't they literally go to court? The judge told the woman not to delete any...
I'm ahead of the curve, bro. Oh, no. See? I'm not the only one that knows this.
If the other footage that was surveillanced in the house and she went ahead and deleted it all,
yep,
should tell you something, guys. Right? All of that crap looked completely planned to me. Now, my sympathy towards Steven Crowder is a little bit lessened considering he, at least as far as I understand it, was advocating for men to go out here and get married despite these dangers.
Yes, he was. And actually, now he's kind of become more purple pill, which is funny, considering that he used to be a part of the crowd that was like, oh, you should just get married anyway, you know, just live balls out, like Tucker Carlson, Matt Walsh, and all these other people talk about. He said the same thing back in the day, and now since he's going through a divorce, he has a different tune to sing.
But that's another discussion entirely. As far as I saw it, his wife was manipulative as hell, and completely, at the end of this marriage, she was really trying to get him there. And if that's the worst she can do with all of this manipulation and nonsense, she's going to have to do a little bit better.
And yeah, she wanted a divorce. Who wouldn't want a divorce? And by the way, I just want to make clear, in that case, I wouldn't say that it's a no-fault divorce.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's her fault. Ma'am, please do your research. I think it's embarrassing that you are supposed to be a newscaster and you don't actually do research about the people you're talking about. I find that to be a disgrace and very disingenuous to your audience, by the way, considering that I know more about this than you, and I have a fraction of the subscribers and watchers that you do, and yet I somehow managed, and I don't have a research team like you do, and yet for somehow I know this and you don't. Shame on you for being a liar. Let's continue.
Seems like there's some evidence indicating that that relationship was not a good one.
Wife was a psycho.
Yep. Potentially a very abusive one.
Yeah, from her side. Uh-huh, continue.
And I hope that she's able to part ways with him and not have to deal with him ever again.
You notice how she's protecting the woman even though she literally hasn't done any research? Either she has and she's a liar, or she has it and she's ignorant. Either way, she's still losing. And then if you add to the fact that now she's gaslighting and she's lying, oh my, dude, this is terrible. This is why people are done with the mainstream media.
Unfortunately, they have children together, but it is what it is. Here's Senator J.D. Vance talking about increasing divorce rates back in 2021.
And this is one of the great tricks that I think the sexual revolution pulled on the American populace, which is this idea that, like, well, these marriages were fundamentally, they were maybe even violent, but certainly they were unhappy. And so getting rid of them and making it easier for people to shift spouses to change their underwear, that's going to make people happier in the long term.
I love, why is it that so many people, politicians, newscasters, and YouTubers, why is it people are so quick to talk about heterosexual relationships and how there's, you know, interpersonal violence and domestic violence, whatever, in them, but they also fail to mention the fact that lesbian relationships have the highest, not the least, not in the middle, the highest rate of the exact topic they're talking about. When was the last time you heard anybody talk about that? Never? Wonder why.
And maybe it worked out for the moms and dads, though I'm skeptical, but it really didn't work out for the kids in those marriages. And I think that's what all of us should be honest about, is we've run this experiment in real time, and what we have is a lot of very, very real family dysfunction that's making our kids unhappy.
There are a lot of myths about the divorce rate in America, and it's enraging because it just persists and no one ever really looks into it.
Oh, you want to talk about not looking into it? You didn't even look at the Steven Crowder example you literally just talked about, ma'am. You want to talk about not educating yourself? Start with the speck in your own eye, please.
Talk about what divorce in America really looks like. There was a period of time where divorces experienced a spike. So,
let me guess. 1970s, you got to bring up Ronald Reagan? Let me guess.
The divorce rate in the United States increased significantly from 1960, when it was 9.2 per 1,000 married women, to 22.6 in 1980. But by 2022, the rate had fallen to 14.5.
Because less people were getting married, so of course the divorce rate's going to go down, and that's called statistics. you have less people getting married, there's going to be less divorces. That's hello.
I'm not sure how accurate these statistics are. Perhaps I should go and take a look at them myself, but these seem incredibly low to me. And also, so TLDR on what the man was saying before was that the reason why no-fault divorce was introduced in the first place was because supposedly so many women were just in these terrible relationships and they had to leave. And guys, I understand there would be terrible relationships with bad men who did bad things to their wife. But actually have a look at how many women divorced their husbands after that. I guarantee you not all of them were as awful as they were made out to be.
Not only that, I'd go even further. I'd say, guess what? We're talking about, again, people are so quick to point out men. And guess what? Should men take accountability? Yes. 100% yes. What they don't talk about is what about abuse from the woman's side? Oh, yes. Women are people, too. Women make mistakes, too. Oh, yes. Where's that data? Nowhere to be found except, guess what? My channel. I might bring up, if they bring up the IPV rates, I will show them exactly what the data actually says if they try to lie about it. But I don't know if they're going to bring it up. They might. I don't know. Let's see.
That's the narrative that's being pushed.
Taylor, please make that stop, dude. What the hell is going on?
Is that men are bad, men are awful, and women should give even every opportunity to be able to leave a man, even if they're in a marriage, simply because they feel like it. And again, guys, no proof. Every single time I see one of these divorces occur, or every single time I see one of these TikToks, we never get any proof. We just get a bunch of emotional gobbledygook that makes no sense about the man being emotionally unavailable or not feeling seen in the relationship, whatever the hell that means.
Also, women to actively choose men like that. They leave that part out, too. By the way, they leave that part out. Like, they make it seem like the man just goes over there and is like Fred Flintstone, throws her over his shoulder, and is like, you come with me, woman. No, wait, nobody does that. Nobody does that. Women choose the men. Oh, yes. Women choose men first, and then men get to choose if they want the woman. That's how the dating market works. So, if women don't like the men they chose, guess what? That's their fault. Because they choose the man that they deal with. Most men will take anything they can possibly get. Versus women are a little more choosy than men. Let's continue.
Now, there's a reason for that. And it's because of the fact that, you know, waited longer to get married. I think that has a lot to do with it. So you don't get married when you're super young and you don't even know who you are yet. I think that has...
That actually is false. Marriages like that tend to actually work better than ones that are later on in life, but will ignore the fact that she's, again, either uninformed or lying.
Something to do with it.
Yeah, but you have to go out there for a decade of your life and sleep with a whole bunch of random men first. All right? And this one's onto something, okay? As far as I understand it, getting married later. And the reason for that is because they push it off because they think that they have all of the time in the world.
But the reason why there was that spike in divorces is because many of those marriages were, in fact, violent. There was domestic abuse within those marriages. And so
where? Show me the Carfax, please.
Suddenly you have a situation in which women felt empowered to leave an abusive marriage.
Ma'am, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to tell me where you found this data, because I have it. I will bring it up right now. The data that you're talking about is 100% false, and I will bring it up. According to the CDC, I've done a whole show on it. I will pull up my own video talking about this over a month ago if you do not show me the exact statistics that you better show right now if you're going to make a claim like this.
I love how confidently she says this, but these relationships dissipating, these marriages dissipating, the women weren't required to give any proof. You can't just say, well, there was a huge spike in divorces because all of the men were bad people with no proof whatsoever. That's what this woman just said. All of these divorces occurred because these men, you know, horrible things to their wife. Okay, claim to make, you know, a lot of eyeballs on your little news podcast here. Where's the proof?
Taylor makes a great point. I don't see any proof. She showed numbers for the divorce rate that she said was there. One source, by the way, which she did not cite. She only cited the name of the guy. I cite all my sources that I use on the show, but let's continue.
So before 1969, when California Republican Governor Ronald Reagan approved the country's first no-fault divorce law, yeah, Ronald Reagan, he did that, women were often forced to stay in abusive marriages.
Of course, she takes a swipe at conservatives, and then we're back to strawmanning the argument again.
Typical. Between 1976 and 1985, states that passed the laws saw their domestic violence rates against men and women fall by about 30%. The number...
Notice the "and men" part. She's probably going to conveniently move over that part. And this is before the legalization of same-sex marriage, by the way.
Women murdered by an intimate partner declined.
Intimate partner is a code word. Gentlemen, let's pause. Let's pause Taylor's video. I am so glad. Thank you, ma'am, for giving me an excuse to bring this up. Thank you so much. Let me find my own video where I talked about this exact topic. Let's see. Where do I want to start this video? Let's start right here. This is me. What was the date on this? This was me on May 22nd of this year. Let's watch the clip. Fair use to myself. 164 pages about all the data that they found relating to the study that I just showed you. Okay? Now, look at the definition for what they have. Intimate partner. A intimate partner, which is what they just talked about in this last one right here. See, look. I'll show you again. Intimate partner violence. This is an intimate partner they're talking about. Here's a definition right here. It says, an intimate partner is a person with whom one has a close personal relationship. Okay? This may be characterized by partners' emotional connected, regular contact, ongoing physical behavior, blah, 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 blah. In other words, look, they're not, see, look, it says right here, intimate partners may or may not be cohabitating. They can be of the opposite or the same gender as the person who is being intimate. Okay. So they're saying it's not just men, it could be other women. You know, for the 26% of men, the 41% of women, it could be both men and women are responsible for that stat. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. What did I do? Well, you know what I did. I looked it up, and here's the data. You want to see the data? I know you're thirsting for it. Here it is. Here's the data. Look at the data, gentlemen. Look at it. 2013, 44% of lesbian women and 61% of bisexual women have experienced IPV, compared to 34% of straight women. Oh yeah, I did a whole show on it. Oh yeah. Yes, I did. CDC study 2024 says, CDC study found that 43.8% of lesbian women reported experiencing physical violence, stalking, or rape by their partners. Lesbians now, almost half. And 67.4% reported exclusively female perpetrators. I mean, I rest my case. CDC, this year, where's her data at? I don't see it. Let's return to Taylor's video. There, you see, I know what I'm talking about. I don't make this stuff up like these people do, in my estimation.
Declined by 10%, and female suicide rates also declined by 8 to 16%.
I'd like to point out again, I know I pause a lot. I understand that. I don't want to get copyrighted. I want fair use to be enforced. I'd like to point out that while the rates of suicide are going down for women, according to this study, for men, they're going up. And they've kept continuing to increase by my reading of the data. Does anyone talk about that? No, not really, no.
And this impacted children as well. Not in a negative way, in a positive way, because they're no longer stuck in a household where they have parents engaging in domestic violence, obviously. Kimberly,
you're not discussing who's perpetrating this violence, which of course means you're inferring that it's men to women, when in fact I just actively showed you that that is false.
Well, who's a professor at the
I love how we don't talk about the flip side of this, which is that the families are completely disbanded in the process of doing this, right? I have no doubt that there were bad men, right, in those relationships. There was, you know, had eggs, so to speak. But what you've just allowed is the floodgates to be completely opened here,
mm-hmm.
right? Being able to divorce your partner simply because you feel like it. If you look at modern day marriage statistics, it is overwhelmingly the women who are deciding to leave these marriages.
100%. And you can even look it up, and they will, back in the day, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they wouldn't have said that. Today, it's common knowledge, and you can see it on Google. Just keep that in mind.
With no evidence whatsoever. Okay, oftentimes they are completely disbanding their families. I have a very hard time believing that the kids are better off when you have all of these women who are getting into marriages and simply walking away whenever they want to. I have a very, very hard time believing that kids perform better in separated households. Like, let's think about that for a second, okay? This one is trying to push the idea that these marriages dissipating is somehow completely fine for children.
Gentlemen, I'm going to pause it right there. Let me ask you, gentlemen who are divorced, who listen to the show or are going through a divorce, or maybe you got divorced parents even, do you think that your family is better now as a result of this? Your kids are better off? I would care to wager the answer is probably no. They're probably not. In fact, they're probably much worse off, which is statistically where single mother raised or co-parenting with my mother having most custody, they end up in jail or on drugs, statistically speaking, by the way. Oh, they left that part out, too. Gentlemen, this video is already 45 minutes long. I think I'll cut it here, longer than normal. But to me, it's extremely important for me to talk about this. Thank you to Taylor for making this video that we get to react to. I appreciate it. Go check out his channel if you liked it, if you liked this video we reacted to. And gentlemen, again, I encourage you to sound off on this issue because this is very important to a lot of men, young, old, middle-aged. This is important to everybody who's considering marriage or long-term relationships. So my friends, I would encourage you to speak on this issue in the comments. If you like the video, you know what to do. My friends, in the meantime, you take care of yourselves. If you want to check out Biblical Bachelor, check it out. It's up to you. I have it on audiobook. Physical hard copy, whatever, you don't have to, it's up to you. My friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to think for yourself, I encourage you to really educate yourself, and I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm out of here, peace.